Welcome back, MGTOW men. Some amazing email stories you guys have sent me over the past week. I just have to say, if you're still waiting on an email response, I got through like 17 last night, 17 more to go. I work like 11 to 10 today, and this lawnmower is mowing outside my my place right now. But I got to speak to you guys. So Wednesdays are a great day to reflect. They're busy. It's the middle of the week. And sometimes we need a little bit of perspective to tame our fast-paced minds. So I do need that, man. So today we're going to talk about the time that I told my ex-girlfriend that I didn't want to have kids, and her response following our breakup. She would call me when she was a little bit inebriated, and I told her I don't want kids when we were dating. We break up, and that's one of the main reasons in her validations as to why we broke up. And then after the breakup, sometime later, she calls me drunk and talks, and this is what she said. I didn't like you controlling my future in life and determining my future by saying you don't want to have kids with me. So apparently my future doesn't matter. My future had to be set aside for whatever future she wanted. But guess what she also said? She now doesn't want to have kids and can't see herself having them with whatever guy that she's with. And I'm not sure where her mind is and why it's fluctuating like that. But if you ever get into a relationship where you get shamed for not wanting kids because it's your preference, and they are still stuck in the zone where you shouldn't be allowed to have your own opinions on these matters, they need to run away. You need to disappear from these relationships, guys, because it's toxic. And she's going to make you paint every room in your house polka dots and weird colors and prevent you from drinking beer or having steak when you want it. So these comments are larger comments, but they have something to say about all their microcosms in life. And so this is the same girl that I referenced in many of my other videos as the girl that I fawned over and referenced in my why my ex-girlfriend dated me or something to that effect. I won't give too much background about her life, but she has many scars that I don't know that she will ever be able to fully heal from. And my best friend said it when he was talking to her one day. You're in a dark hole that you don't know how to get out of. And that's exactly what I felt about her during my time with her. And I want to make a video about that quote one day too. And unfortunately, I didn't take it in. I was fixated on her body, her looks. And I was only with her for 18 months because of my little head, proving to cause an issue down the line when I told her I don't want to have kids. So about 12 months in the relationship is when she asked me, or somehow got brought up, the names of our kids, what they should be. Maybe it was earlier than that, but the direct question about whether or not I wanted to have kids came up far later. And I don't think that she took it seriously at first, having kids with me, but I believe that she reached the point as a woman that things are, you know, they're going stable. He's going to probably be able to stick around and provide financially. I'm not excited about this relationship overall, but my needs are met and so are the needs of my kids. Thus, let's have kids with him. Okay. And so this is this cognitive dissonance that gets created in so many women today in society, and why you see so many women with bums that have kids with them too. It's because it's just this acceptance phase. And I told her I don't want kids for all the reasons that I tell you guys. Financial liability, the $600,000 rule. I told her about the social and political climate of the world, which in 2015 was still pretty bad. And it wouldn't be conducive to raising and having kids. The world is too volatile and unpredictable, and it would be a challenge. I even told her that I would sell my testicles for cash. Nothing makes a woman's legs close up quicker than telling her something like that. But after the breakup, she drunk dials me. It talks about how she didn't like that I was controlling her future. Okay. An absolutely distorted comment. Because if you want to get pregnant today, it doesn't matter if one guy tells you no. All you've got to do is walk down the street, catch some semen on your way across the crosswalk, and opportunities are everywhere. Okay. You can even buy semen if you don't want to go through the steps of getting a man and having sex with him. So here are my cliff note takes, my men. I'm not telling you if you want to have kids one day, go ahead and do it. This is not a commentary about it. You know my take on having kids. Okay. But this is my cliff notes about this situation and what we can learn about this statement about women and about men. Okay. And just to remind yourself, if you get into relationships or potentially get stuck with the women that shame you for not wanting to have kids, or even if you're with the aunt around the dining room table that is questioning you for not wanting to have kids and drops the "don't you think it's selfish" that determines a woman's future in that way, this is what we can learn. This is what we can say. So number one, looking at it from her perspective, it's kind of a mentally confusing thing. So I'm not saying that women don't understand why men don't want to have sex for the reason of creating another human. They do. They understand it's for pleasure, For many, it's because of the pursuit of another tally on their bedpost, whatever the heck it is, okay? But in my case, oftentimes long-term commitment in a dating relationship. And while we didn't date exceedingly long, just for a year at the time when I dropped it on her, sex over a long period, financial and emotional expenditure over an extended period, but does not add up to no kids, is a confusing reality. In some situations, and as the world becomes continually more feminized and replaces the man in marriage, this won't be the case. But a woman's natural interpretation of sex with a man, especially over a long period of time, is that it equals kids. It equals fertility. You will notice that many women talk more and more about kids as relationships transpire, as they continue. There is often, notice a certain hang-up that ends that, but it creates an eternal conflict with them that goes against their natural coding. And part of the reason that this happens more often today is that, guys, just look around you. Men are able to go longer times with actually not producing a kid because through sex. And methods are far safer today. We have birth control for both men and women. And there are other measures that are more knowledge. There's more knowledge and awareness. And we're not operating in the days of the menstrual cycle, timing, or pulling out, or onanism, as it's called. And typically, prolonged periods of sex occurred after marriage when kids were expected, traditionally. Or just accidental childbearing occurred, as foregoing the modern-day likelihood of there being no kids expected or created from a 12-month relationship and so on. We didn't have this birth control as well. And that's what happened here. And my statement to not want to have kids with her put the frequency of us having sex on complete hold. So it breaks, it hit the brakes for us and completely slowed things down. But that's natural and that should be expected, because underneath the sexual, physical cravings and primal nature is truly an underlying desire to have a kid produced out of sex. Even if that sounds so unappealing, once again, it's the only reason, pretty much 98% of the reason, that the want for sex is ingrained in us. That's to produce and create a new generation. And this subconsciously shifted our collective minds, okay? Just be aware of these things. Train your mind to think this way. It's a red pill reality, okay, about sex. That's not this amazing my world-altering thing. It exists for survival, okay? It exists out of this logical reason. Train your mind to think this way. Other relationships, your own past relationships, it'll help you understand them more, and it'll maybe save you for future encounters that could be dangerous. And number two, and this is probably the most important one in my eyes, a man is expendable, disposable, and his dreams are disposable. So I've talked about this metaphor many times. After a male praying mantis copulates with a female, you know what happens to him? He gets devoured. He is now the energy source, not only for producing that child, but for supporting her as she bears the child. He is a utility, and his timeline has a finality to it that doesn't exist for the praying mantis. So he's expendable. And any future plans that he had for himself in life, they're also disposable. That's just the way it is. And this goes for many animals and sexual relationships between animals, bugs, and whatever, so forth in the world. I even believe a black widow spider does the same thing. And the truth today is, men, many women believe that they have this right. And many women are the modern-day praying mantis. They are the modern-day life suckers roaming the earth all around us. If you don't offer your dreams up as expendable, your time is expendable, your energy, your resources, your semen, then you're not serving what they deem to be their biological right, and also the expectations that the media and the state are creating for us to follow every day. And man, this is why it's often so much easier to opt out, and it's safer to opt out, because you cannot reason with someone that doesn't believe that you have a future to decide. You end up being enslaved. And feminists will often say the same thing, and harking back to the 1950s in the days of women serving up TV dinners for the men after work. Well, things were that way for thousands of years, honestly. And now they have been this way for 30, 40, 50 years. And what kind of cesspool do we have now? So men, we are viewed as disposable. And if you know that, why would you even want to be associated with someone that views you as disposable? The same could be said of military men in many ways, homeless men. Work on yourself, and as I've always said, find environments that you are valued and protected. You have a choice to control your environment. You don't realize that enough. And number three, this is what was created from the conversation we had, and when she called me, it's chameleoning is at play again here. So why does she need to tell me that she doesn't want to have kids, just as I had wished during our relationship? So I don't have the definitive answer. But after making some deductions, I believe that chameleoning is at play here, and I think you guys would probably agree. So she's trying to measure up either if I changed my mind and I'm now open to the prospect of having kids, or if I would take her back because she reiterated that was one of the reasons for the breakup or the hang-up with the relationship. And if we can reconcile that, then she could win me over. I know your stances, be open to change, but only change when you have valid reason to do so. This is not one of those times, okay? This is not one of those times. She's measuring up. I don't know what the relationships that she was currently in or what the status of thing is, what things were. But chameleoning will occur before, during, after. It's constant, okay? And number four, understand the girl's background. So I should have known that this buzzsaw was going to happen before I stepped onto the cutting table. So while she didn't deserve, herself act Mormon at all, she came from a family that had Mormon values, and she had some relatives with a lot of kids, and it was ingrained in the minds of her men and women in her family that one of your greatest responsibilities as a Mormon is to reproduce and create many kids as possible. And thus, this was a part of her belief system. Even if all the other rules and beliefs of Mormonism didn't matter or resonate in her mind, she was first a woman. And if it was something that she could do and it involved sex, then it was something that was possible and that she could find value in. And I just say this because we often can't escape our upbringing and the values instilled in us and the value that those values create in our mind. And she would have had to disconnect her thought and mind from that familial calling. And I was just viewed as a threat to that by not wanting to have kids. So just know this and understand that these things are at play before you get stuck in a relationship. Talk about this right away. If you don't want to have kids, tell them in the first week, okay? Save yourself time, men. Know these signs. Know that people often do not change. You cannot try to change them either. And so my conclusion for us today, I hope that this story resonated with you. Maybe you got a similar story to share yourself. And guys, I've been wondering, what is the best time of the day for most of you to receive an upload? Obviously, you're in different time zones, but in your time zone, what is the best so I can tailor my uploads to that schedule? I'll get to all the remaining emails and try to hit up all the comments I've got, so if you have a request, just meet me halfway, or have some virtual coffee, or just a vent. Hit me up on Twitter at SunriseHoodie, or on Gmail at SunriseHoodie@gmail.com. Guys, keep those hoodies up, please, those earbuds in, that sweat going, those razors far away. Do whatever you got to do to improve yourself today. Take time to rest. It's Wednesday. We're busy. And pursue that freedom-based lifestyle. Keep that in mind as you go about your day. Soak in each minute, please. Enjoy the day, brothers. Hoodies up, hoodie out.